I'm getting tired of coming out every morning to a mist. I get misted every morning, misted to death. Good morning there, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. But it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
That's one good thing.
It is, but it says every morning I come out to a mist, a mist.
Yes, yes, I know.
I wish I could miss the mist.
Right. What do Italians call? I forget how that joke went. Bigger mist.
That's right.
What do Italians call a big fog, or a large fog? A bigger mist.
A bigger mist.
Yeah, a bigger mist. All right. Well, anyhow, it will be on the cloudy side with the chance of a passing shower today. Nothing more than that. About 75. Then a cold front comes in tonight with a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-60s. Behind the front, varying amounts of clouds and breezy, 70 to 75 on Saturday. We'll have clouds and sun, 65 to 70 Sunday, and about the same on Monday. Near 70, sun and clouds. Probably by Tuesday, we'll begin to get back into your misty kind of condition. But other than that, I think the weekend should be okay. It's obviously cooler. It's not brilliantly sunny, and it's not raining. So those are all positive factors.
Yesterday afternoon, finally, late in the afternoon, the sun came out.
You know, wasn't that great?
It was late in the afternoon, and then, of course, it's pitch black now by 7 o'clock. It's terrible.
Listen to Marshall.
It's terrible.
It's good. It's going to get a lot worse because fall comes in at 9:54 Saturday night.
I know, and what? Halloween's not that far away, so we're not that far away from cranking those
clocks.
Changing
the clocks.
The other way.
Yep. But in the meantime, next Saturday is still looking good.
That's good.
So, that's important for you and me. So I don't see any problems for next Saturday. I've been watching the computer models, and right now it still looks okay.
We'll see. I bet you some hurricane comes up the coast.
Let's not even talk about that. But there is a disturbance. Thank you for mentioning
there
it.
You
there
go,
is
there
a disturbance right along the African coast now. So it's all the way out there in Africa. But it looks pretty juicy. We'll have to see what happens with that.
Well, if it's the African coast to the East Coast, how many days should it take?
Oh, at least 10 days.
So we're safe.
Yeah, you're definitely safe. No doubt about it. Today's what? The 21st.
Yeah,
so you're talking, October 1st.
All right.
It's close, though, right?
It's sped up a little bit. That's right. It's in the ballpark. If it gets caught up in some trade winds or whatever they're called, you never can tell.
The last thing we need, both you and myself. So.
So now, any of these thunderstorms tonight going to be big or no?
Don't think so.
All right.
Nope. All the juice with these storms will probably be back in Western New York, and that will be this afternoon. So by the time they reach us, they could be heavy, but I don't see anything severe.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing. And the weekend's going to be nice, and that means we can get out there and do things outside, around the outside of the house. Maybe you should start to put up your Christmas lights.
I'm too busy with the movie.
That's right. You can't. That's right.
And I'm in a swamp this weekend.
Now, have you packed up at the lake?
No, can't. Can't until the movie's done.
That's right. That's right. So everything revolves around the movie, and you have all these people not showing up for their parts.
Exactly. I saw two rewrites yesterday alone with the scheduling, and it just goes on and on and on. I think a little bit the other people don't take it seriously, and I also think that all of the politics that's going on at the lake this year
doesn't help.
Not right. Doesn't help at all. Exactly. But this is the weekend we rent the bus on Sunday. And we do the scenes on the bus, and the bus has to be returned on Monday. So I was kind of hoping that I would be able to come back on Sunday. But now I can't because I just remembered that Enterprise is closed as of 12 noon on Sunday, and they don't reopen until Monday.